Children have become adults in the 20 years since 9/11. Widows and widowers have remarried. The remains of loved ones have long been buried. But the acceptance for those who lost family members that day remains elusive. And Pierre Scott Detrow brings us the story of one woman's two-decade struggle to try to cope with the loss of her brother and best friend. It's part of Sacred Ground, a special report by Scott and WITF's Tim Lambert.
Lori Guadagno and her brother Richard had been together right before 9/11. He'd flown in from California to visit her in Vermont, where she was living.
And he was absolutely blown away by Vermont. He loved it.
Then they headed south to New Jersey for their grandmother's 100th birthday party, a big Italian-American gathering with lots of cousins. When it was over, they drove back to their parents' home, where they'd both grown up.
And then both of us looked at each other in my mom's kitchen. And at the same time, we knew that there was a serious piece of eggplant parmesan in the refrigerator, and we both wanted it. And so he jumped on my back as we fought for this coveted piece of eggplant, because that's the kind of siblings we were.
They'd been that way since they were kids.
You know, we share the same DNA.
The next morning, Lori left early for the long trip home. Her last glimpse of her younger brother was him standing in the window watching her drive away. On September 11th, Rich headed to the airport before dawn. In an oral history for the National Park Service, Rich and Lori's mom, Beatrice Guadagno, remembered those last moments. How Rich kissed her forehead and told her he loved her.
I open the door to the garage and I'm waving goodbye and he's waving. And that was it.
A few hours later, Rich boarded his nonstop flight from Newark to San Francisco, United Flight 93. For Lori, those first few months after 9/11 were a blur. More than anything else, she just felt angry.
I really wanted to be alone. I wanted to remain isolated. It was not a pretty side of me. I'm not proud of it at all. But I'm just being honest.
That November, Lori's parents went out to Shanksville. Beatrice Guadagno wanted to see, needed to see, exactly where the plane went down.
I had to climb up an incline to see, and it had to be brutal. It had to be awful. The plane, what happened to that plane?
Lori didn't accompany them. When she thought of that sight, she thought about what she had seen on TV that day. The burning trees, the ugly gash in the ground. Rich had always loved nature. As a little boy, he'd spent hours collecting tadpoles and trailing the old Italian men in the neighborhood as they tended to their tomato plants. So it seemed wrong to her that the nature Rich loved was so ugly.
I didn't want to be present in all of the devastation that was there.
Still, as the first anniversary neared, Lori knew she'd have to make the trip to Shanksville to support her parents.
Richard Guadagno.
She sat through the ceremony, resentful that their grief was on public display. When it was over, she wandered alone toward the crash site. The field was now covered with grass and flowers.
And I remember looking up to the sky and really pissed off, I said, Rich, if you can hear me, just show me a sign. I need to know you know I'm here. I need to feel you here. And I took one step. I looked down on the ground, and there is this perfectly formed, preserved bird nest at my feet. And I am running in the field with the nest, screaming, Mom, Dad, where are you? It's Rich. It's Rich.
The nest was one of many moments over the years where Lori felt her brother's presence. Several months earlier, her family had been passed an email that came from an FBI agent. He had been working the 9/11 investigation at the Pentagon. On his first day off in more than a month, the agent rode out to Shanksville on his motorcycle. He walked down to the crash site and back into the woods, where debris from Flight 93 had scattered throughout a grove of hemlocks. Something caught his eye. it was a leather law enforcement credential case, opened to reveal Rich's fish and wildlife badge.
That's how the credentials were found. From a tree.
The fact the badge was found in the trees and not in the field told Lori and her family something important. It told them that at the time of impact, Richard was likely up at the front of the plane, in or near the cockpit. That meant he had almost certainly been one of the passengers who had fought back against the terrorists to keep the plane from striking another target, likely, investigators later determined, the U.S. Capitol.
I think it was something we already knew, but it was that little extra piece that just confirmed it.
Other items came to Lori over the years. When I visited her home in Florida recently, she brought out some of her relics.
This is the beloved nest.
Lori has it preserved in a glass case. And there's more. The guitars Rich made by hand, his brown fish and wildlife uniform. Suddenly, her entire demeanor changes.
This was not an easy thing to receive.
It's a white three-ring binder. The cover reads, Unassociated Personal Effects of Flight 93. It arrived at Lori's house in 2002.
Unfortunately, we all had to go through page by horrifying page and see if we could identify articles.
The table of contents is a mundane list of things any of us would pack on a trip. Bathing suits, hairbands, belts, shoes. The simplicity is what makes it so startling.
I went through every single page, every page. Because the thing is, I knew it was in his suitcase. So I was ready to look at these items and say, there it is. There's his Pearl Jam disc. There's his running shorts, you know. And the only thing I was able to identify was the wallet.
A hemp wallet Rich had bought during that visit to Vermont. It still had the receipts inside, including from a meal he and Lori had shared.
We're talking about memories that were clearly painful, but the way you talked about it, it felt like you had settled it in your soul, in your mind, mm-hmm. and your voice has changed as we mm-hmm. go through these things.
Mm-hmm. Now, these are things that I tuck away and I don't really ever look at or touch. I know they're there. I need to know they're there. But just last night gathering these things, it's so much harder than I even think it is or would be. You know, okay, 20 years, and I'm at a place where the pain never goes away, obviously. I've never had closure in this story. I never will. But I found a place to put it so that I can lead a happy, productive life. And I know that's what Rich would want. But when I touch these relics, this is really tough.
For all the pain that still surfaces, for all the closure that's never come, Lori has found a place that brings her peace.
I want to be there because also I know how the wind feels.
A place she once hated, the crash site.
I know how that land smells.
She gets there when she can. She says it brings her a certain closeness she can't tap into anywhere else.
I know what certain tree bark feels like to touch. I know what the soil feels like in my fingertips.
Lori says as much as she wishes Rich had not been a part of 9/11, this was a good place for him to be. It suits his soul. Scott Detrow, NPR News, Shanksville, Pennsylvania.